Those who have received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit guide others on the path to receiving the Holy Spirit. John chapter 20 verses 21 to 23. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." John chapter 20 records the resurrection of the Lord. The Lord rose again from the dead and said to his disciples, he breathed on them, and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The disciples of Jesus received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit as a gift from the resurrected Jesus. Jesus made the Holy Spirit indwell in those who believe that the baptism he received from John and the blood of the cross are for the removal of their sins, and he also gave them eternal new life so that they may live forever with the Lord. The Bible says that the baptism the Lord received from John is the sign of salvation by which he saved all people from the sins of the world, 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 21. What authority did the Lord give to the righteous who have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit? He gave them the authority to remove people's sins through the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Do you know why Jesus was baptized by John? Do you know the reason why Jesus was baptized by John? We can know the reason from the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 3 verse 15, "For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." In this verse, the phrase "for thus" refers to the act of Jesus receiving the sins of the world from John the Baptist in the form of laying on of hands, as in the sacrificial offerings of the Old Testament. The meaning of the baptism Jesus received was to take on the sins of the world. As supporting evidence for this truth, the meaning is hidden within the phrase, "all righteousness." Then what does "all the righteousness of God" mean? And what does "fitting" mean? Here, "all righteousness" means that by Jesus being baptized, he took on and removed all the sins of the world, which is God's justice. The word "fitting" means that all of this is most just and proper in God's sight. By receiving baptism from John, Jesus took on all the sins of mankind, and to those who believe this, he gave the removal of sins. Jesus, by receiving baptism, took on the sins of the world and, by being immersed in water, accepted the judgment for the sins of mankind on the cross. This is the merit of the removal of sin established by God. The righteousness of God was the just removal of sin, righteously erasing the sins of sinners. If people come to realize the secret of the baptism that Jesus received from John, as spoken in Matthew chapter 3 verse 13, anyone can receive the removal of all the sins of the world and also receive the Holy Spirit. By receiving baptism from John, Jesus took on the sins of mankind, died on the cross, and rose again to save sinners from all sins. This was the righteous method of salvation determined by God. In this way, Jesus became the true Savior of sinners. The gospel of the baptism and blood that Jesus accomplished is the gospel of salvation that removed our sins. People, by believing in the gospel of baptism and blood that Jesus gave, receive the removal of sins and at the same time receive the Holy Spirit. The baptism that Jesus received from John is the truth that he bore all the sins of the world, so all our sins were passed on to Jesus. The death of Jesus, who bore the sins of the world, on the cross was our death, and Jesus' resurrection also became our resurrection. In this way, the baptism Jesus received and the blood of the cross are the gospel that allows us to receive the removal of sins and the Holy Spirit. You, too, must know and believe in the reason why Jesus was baptized. Then you will also receive the removal of sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Why was Jesus baptized? It was to take on the sins of the world. For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness, Matthew chapter 3 verse 15. Amen, hallelujah. Today, there are those who believe that speaking in tongues is the sign of receiving the Holy Spirit. However, the true sign of those who have received the Holy Spirit is that the testimony of the baptism that Jesus received from John and the blood on the cross is written on the tablets of their hearts by faith. The Lord gave the righteous the authority to remove people's sins. The Lord gave the authority to remove people's sins to the disciples who had received the remission of sins with the word, "If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained," John chapter 20 verse 23. This word means that when the disciples preached the gospel of the water and the Spirit to people, the sins in those people's hearts disappeared, and Jesus gave such authority to the disciples who had received the remission of sins. However, this does not mean that the disciples could remove people's sins according to their own will, apart from the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The Lord's disciples had the authority to remove people's sins through the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Therefore, if the one who preaches delivers the word as it is written in the Bible, it must be believed. You must also believe that the gospel of the water and the Spirit is the gospel of the remission of sins that the Lord gave to you in order to remove the sins of mankind. Only then can you also be forgiven of all your sins and have the Holy Spirit dwell within your heart. Jesus gave not only the disciples, but also those who are disciples of the Lord today, the same gospel of the water and the Spirit so that, by preaching it to everyone, he gave them the authority to save all the people of the world from all the sins of the world. The power of one who holds worldly authority. In the past, there was an unpaved road in my hometown where I used to live. When a bus had to go up a hill, people had to get off and push the bus. During that time, the president of our country was scheduled to attend the opening ceremony of a thermal power plant and was coming via that road. Because people heard that the president was coming, they swept and cleaned the road, uprooted trees from the mountains, and temporarily planted them along the roadside to welcome the president. On the way the president was to come, motorcycles roared ahead, and then the car carrying the president passed by. Many people came out holding Korean flags to welcome him. At that time, it is said that the president, while in the car, said, "The road is very bumpy. I wish it weren't so bumpy." A few days later, it is said that asphalt was laid all along that road. What happened? Later, people said that the one statement, "The road is very bumpy. I wish it weren't so bumpy," was what changed the road like that. This is the power of one who holds authority in the world. But an even greater authority is the gospel of the water and the Spirit accomplished by Jesus Christ, who is God. We know that the gospel of the water and the Spirit, which the Lord has given us, that word, has greater authority. You must know and believe that the word of the remission of sins which the Lord has given is a powerful and authoritative word that removes all the sins you commit throughout your lifetime. True authority to remove sin. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. The disciples preached the gospel of the water and the Spirit, which removes all people's sins. The disciples told people, Jesus solved all the sins of the world through his baptism and blood. There's nothing to worry about. You will still inevitably commit sins in the future. But Jesus came to this earth and received baptism from John and thereby took over all those sins, and he shed his blood on the cross. The Lord saved you like this. You must believe it. In this way, all sinners heard the gospel of the water and the Spirit preached by the disciples and received the remission of their sins. The Lord gave the disciples the authority to remove all people's sins through the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. When Jesus' disciples preached the gospel of the water and the Spirit to all people in the world, those who believed in that gospel had all their worldly sins blotted out. Jesus granted the remission of sins, and to those who believed and received the remission of sins, he also gave the authority to remove the sins of others. People read the books we published before, and they too received salvation from all their sins. Some testified to us, quoting the words, "He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities," Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5, saying they realized that Jesus could die on the cross because he took on all the sins of humanity through the baptism he received from John. After Jesus resurrected, he said to the disciples, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained," John chapter 20 verses 22 to 23. Jesus gave the disciples the authoritative word that removes people's sins. The disciples received from God the authority to remove the sins of others. Before we believed in this truth, our hearts were empty, chaotic, and trapped in sin. But now, by believing in the baptism Jesus received from John and the blood on the cross, we have received the remission of sins and have become those who also preach this gospel of the remission of sins to others. The Lord also gave peace to his disciples. Our Lord has given peace and the Holy Spirit to me and to you as well. In this way, for a person to receive peace and the Holy Spirit from God, they must believe in the baptism Jesus received from John and his blood on the cross to receive the remission of sins. The faith that removes our sins is the faith that believes in the written word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. This kind of faith is spiritual faith. Fleshly faith that comes from human thoughts brings destruction. We must receive the remission of sins and the Holy Spirit by believing in the word of the water and the Spirit that the Lord accomplished. To have this kind of faith, we must subject the thoughts of the flesh and the fleshly faith to the written gospel word of the water and the Spirit. The faith that receives the Holy Spirit is the faith that believes that Jesus received baptism from John for me and you, and that he shed his blood on the cross, washing away all our sins. The Lord gave the remission of sins, peace, and the Holy Spirit to those who believe in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. The Lord gave the disciples the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the authority to remove people's sins through the gospel of the water and the Spirit. We also received the Holy Spirit by believing in this gospel. Therefore, when we preach the gospel to others and to the world, those who accept this gospel also receive the Holy Spirit. If the gospel we preach to people does not bring the Holy Spirit, then that gospel is not the true gospel. But on the contrary, if the gospel of the water and the Spirit that you preach makes people receive the Holy Spirit, then that gospel is the true gospel. How great a blessing and how thankful we should be that we have this gospel. The gospel of the water and the Spirit that we preach is such a high-level gospel. However, sadly, it is difficult to find someone in this world who knows and believes this gospel. Therefore, we have the responsibility to preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit to the whole world. We must help people so that the Holy Spirit may come upon them. Those who are deceived by Satan and reject the gospel of the water and the Spirit. We are already helping even those who say they believe in Jesus. In fact, because they believed in Jesus but did not receive the Holy Spirit, we are preaching to them this gospel of truth that allows them to receive the Holy Spirit. If someone believed in Jesus but did not receive the Holy Spirit, it means there is some problem in the faith that person believes in. Only the person who has believed in Jesus and received the Holy Spirit can be said to have true faith. Therefore, all of us must have the truth by which we can receive the Holy Spirit. In order to have this faith of truth, we must first know and believe in the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Because the truth of this gospel is the true word that makes one receive the Holy Spirit. We are preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit so that people can receive the Holy Spirit. However, those who preach the gospel of truth that allows people to receive the Holy Spirit face many difficulties regardless of their intention. This is because those who say they already believe in Jesus mistakenly think that the Holy Spirit is received through long time and effort. That is why preaching the true gospel of the water and the Spirit to them has involved much time and sacrifice. But if people knew the truth that they could receive the Holy Spirit by believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, who would not believe it? However, before the complete truth of the gospel came, Satan deceived people with a false gospel that added to or took away from the truth, so even when the complete gospel comes, they cannot believe it. Those who are deceived by Satan like this wonder why they are being told to believe in another gospel when they already believe in Jesus. So people end up rejecting the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Even now, many people in this age do not accept the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by God. The reason they reject this true gospel that allows them to receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is because they have already been deceived by Satan. People think that believing in Jesus is easy. But knowing the truth of the gospel is not so easy. That is because the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit is covered by false gospels. People believe that as long as someone attends church, anyone can believe in Jesus and go to heaven. Also, they think that the Holy Spirit is received through special faith efforts such as mountain prayers, fasting prayers, or prayers of repentance, but such faith is a very wrong faith that deviates from the truth of receiving the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. They wrongly believe they have received the Holy Spirit through experiences such as speaking in tongues or visions after believing in Jesus. Therefore, they are unable to understand the written word that says one must believe in the gospel of the water and the Spirit in order to receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. However, the Bible clearly records that only by hearing the word of God and believing with the heart can one receive the Holy Spirit. God has placed the secret of receiving the Holy Spirit within his word. Those who desire the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. I once went to Taiwan with our ministers. The people there requested books about the Holy Spirit from us. It was the same when we went to Japan and Russia. The reason why so many people are requesting books about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is because people of this age desperately need the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Many people, even though they believe in Jesus, sometimes feel as if they have received the Holy Spirit and at other times feel as if they haven't. This phenomenon occurs because they do not have the Holy Spirit. In this world, there are many people who say they have received the Holy Spirit by believing in Jesus, but there are very few who have received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit through the Word that remains forever. Many people, even though they believe in Jesus, have not received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and that is why they now desire to receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Among those who believe in Jesus in each country, there are many people who have had experiences with the Holy Spirit. Among them, some say that they met Jesus in a dream, and others say that because they cast out demons that were in someone else, they believe they have the Holy Spirit. In this way, there are many people in the world who have a faith based on experiences. However, there are few who have received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit through the pure word of water and the Spirit. I once thought it strange that there were no books in this world that said they received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit through the pure word of water and the Spirit. Many people talk about experiences with the Holy Spirit, but why are there no books about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit? However, such books could not be found anywhere in the world. Many people who emphasize experiences say they have met Jesus, have been to heaven, and have also been to hell. They say that Jesus told them, Hey, you came here too early. You still have much to do in this world. Go back quickly, and so they came back to the world. Of course, such experiences can happen. But is the Jesus they met really the true Jesus? If their hearts still have sin, would Jesus have met them? Would Jesus work even in the heart of a sinner? It is true that many people all over the world today, even though they believe in Jesus, have not received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That is why we, who have already received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, must preach the gospel of receiving the Holy Spirit to all others. All people must have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and to receive this, they must accept into themselves the word of the truth of water and the Spirit by faith. This is because by believing in this gospel of truth, they can receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. By hearing the gospel of truth that we have and by their faith, they too can receive the Holy Spirit as a gift from God. We must all truly give thanks and praise to God for giving us the gospel word of water and the Spirit. Having surrendered to the desire of the Holy Spirit, I experienced the Holy Spirit's joy while writing this book. When this book is published, many people will receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit by believing in the gospel of water and the Spirit. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? This is what Paul asked the people who believed in Jesus in Acts chapter 19 verse 2. We who are living in this present age must also surely receive the Holy Spirit. Believers all over the world today are showing great interest in the matter of receiving the Holy Spirit. I, following the guidance of the Holy Spirit, am delivering the truth that leads people to receive the Holy Spirit just as it is written in the Word of the Bible for all these people. You also, in order to live a life without regret, must believe in your heart the word of truth about receiving the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Because the opportunity for you to receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit will no longer be given. I cannot help but preach the gospel of truth that enables all people to receive the Holy Spirit in this last age. This is because the Lord has given me the truth of the gospel of water and the Spirit and the Holy Spirit as a gift. Gentiles must also believe in the gospel of water and the Spirit. The Bible records how the disciples of Jesus caused the Holy Spirit to dwell in others. According to the Bible, when Gentiles tried to believe in God and receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, they too had to possess the same faith that the disciples had. Moreover, for Gentiles to enter the world of God, they had to have faith that believed in the special truth of the gospel of water and the Spirit that Jesus' disciples had. Therefore, we, who were Gentiles in this age, must also believe in the gospel of truth in order to receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. This is because one cannot receive the Holy Spirit of God without believing in the truth of water and the Spirit. That is why God sent Peter to Cornelius, who was a Gentile. Since Cornelius needed the faith to know the gospel of water and the Spirit in order to receive the Holy Spirit, Peter preached the gospel of truth that he had. When the Jews heard that even Gentiles had received the word of God, an uproar broke out. When Peter, who had testified the word of the truth of water and the Spirit to the Gentiles, returned to the church in Jerusalem, he was rebuked and criticized by many of the circumcised. "You went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them?" Peter, being blamed for eating with Gentiles, explained why he had done so. This explanation is well described in Acts chapter 11 verses 4-17, but Peter explained it to them in order from the beginning, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, an object descending like a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came to me. When I observed it intently and considered, I saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'Not so, Lord. For nothing common or unclean has at any time entered my mouth.' But the voice answered me again from heaven, 'What God has cleansed you must not call common.' Now this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. At that very moment, three men stood before the house where I was, having been sent to me from Caesarea. Then the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house, who said to him, 'Send men to Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, as upon us at the beginning. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God?" Peter said that he did not simply enter the house of the Gentiles and eat food, but that he entered by the guidance of the Holy Spirit and preached to them the gospel of water and the Spirit. The Jews who were listening to Peter also gave glory to God and thanked him for granting repentance that leads to eternal life to the family of Cornelius. The gospel that the apostles preached, which enables people to receive the Holy Spirit. What is the mission of us who believe in the gospel of water and the Spirit in this age? It is to preach the gospel of water and the Spirit to people so that they may receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. What was the truth of the gospel of water and the Spirit that the apostles preached in the old days? First, we must understand the truth of the gospel of water and the Spirit that Peter believed. In the Bible, Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 21, "There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism," and Peter's faith is well revealed in this statement. The Apostle Peter believed in the truth that Jesus was baptized by John and was crucified to save all sinners from the sins of the world. He believed that when Jesus was baptized by John, Matthew chapter 3 verse 15, the sins of the world were transferred to Jesus Christ, and for that reason, Jesus Christ bore the sins of the world, shed his blood on the cross, died, and rose from the dead to save us from all the sins of the world. Likewise, even in this age, there are those who have the same faith as Peter. We who are preaching the gospel of water and the Spirit today are also delivering this gospel of water and the Spirit that Peter believed in. This truth was sufficient to cause those who heard it to receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Just as the Holy Spirit came upon those who were listening when Peter testified to his faith, the gospel of water and the Spirit, we also see that when we preach the truth of the gospel to people, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit comes into the hearts of those who believe it. It is not a vague faith that merely says with words, "Believe in Jesus, if you believe in Jesus, you will go to heaven," but rather, by hearing and believing the gospel of water and the Spirit as preached in this book, the Holy Spirit came to dwell in the hearts of those who believe. In the past, Peter regarded Gentiles as beings like crawling insects on the ground. This was because, until Jesus Christ was baptized by John, shed his blood on the cross, and rose from the dead, Gentiles were considered before the law as unclean animals, very wicked beings. But now, even Gentiles can receive the blessing of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit before God by believing in the gospel of water and the Spirit. Therefore, God said, "What God has cleansed you must not call common," Acts chapter 10 verse 15. We, too, who were Gentiles, were people who could not receive the Holy Spirit, but by knowing and believing the truth of the gospel of water and the Spirit, we were able to receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. When we actually preach the gospel of water and the Spirit to others, no matter how much they are bound by their own thoughts, if we patiently share the word, we will see that the Holy Spirit also comes upon that person through faith in the gospel of truth. We hear the testimony from their mouths that they truly have no sin because they believe in Jesus' baptism and blood. At that time, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in that person's heart. The gospel of water and the Spirit that we preach does not end simply by believing in it. The truth of the gospel that we preach to people is what enables those who believe in it to receive the Holy Spirit. It is extremely important that people receive the remission of sins by knowing and believing in the truth of water and the Spirit that we preach. But we must also realize that it is just as important that, through sharing this truth, people can receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We do not stop at preaching this gospel, but enable all who believe to receive the Holy Spirit. From this perspective of faith, we must share the gospel of water and the Spirit with all who need it. If we only preach the gospel of water and the Spirit and leave it at that, the power of evangelism will be lost. When we know and preach that this gospel brings the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to people, the fire of the Holy Spirit will sweep across the whole world. When we know and believe that this true gospel leads all people in the world into the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, evangelists will all the more clearly realize in their hearts that the gospel of water and the Spirit we preach is not just evangelism on the level of believing in Jesus, but a precious gospel that brings the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to those who believe it. Therefore, it is extremely important for us to preach the gospel of water and the Spirit in this age. If people simply hear the gospel of water and the Spirit that we preach and believe it in their hearts, they will receive the Holy Spirit. In this way, the power of the gospel we are preaching is truly great. The power of the gospel of water and the Spirit that we have is the authority and blessing that God has given us. If Peter was the evangelist to the Jews, the Apostle Paul was the evangelist to the Gentiles. While Peter, the evangelist to the Jews, was praying, something appeared before his eyes in a trance. What he saw was a large sheet, and when he looked into it, there were only things that the Bible calls unclean. Peter was a person who would never eat anything that was declared unclean by the law. Yet God commanded Peter to kill and eat those unclean things. But Peter refused, saying, "I cannot do that. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth." At that moment, God firmly said, "Do not call anything impure that I have made clean." What does this mean? It means that God has washed away all the sins of all people in the world by having Jesus receive baptism from John and shed his blood on the cross. God commanding Peter to eat all the animals and insects that were considered unclean under the Old Testament law means that, by believing that the Lord came to this earth, received all the sins of the world through baptism from John, and was judged by the blood of the cross, all people in the world can become God's people. Even after Peter had received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, he still held to the standards of the law rather than the eyes of faith. But Peter turned back. He believed the word that God had also cleansed the sins of the Gentiles. Peter came to realize the depth of the beautiful gospel. When Peter preached the word of God, he saw that the Holy Spirit also came upon those who were listening. So how can today's gospel preachers know whether the Holy Spirit has come upon their listeners or not? It depends on whether they accept the gospel of water and the Spirit or not. When the one who preaches God's word shares the message, those who sincerely believe in God's word will come to know that the Holy Spirit has entered their hearts. The same Holy Spirit who dwells in the heart of the preacher is seen to also dwell in the hearts of the listeners. The faith of the preacher and the one who receives the gospel becomes the same, and there is a deep fellowship of the heart like close friends. As brothers and sisters, you come to feel that there is the love God has given within them. The preacher sees that these people have also accepted the gospel of water and the Spirit and have become God's people. When you and I preach the gospel of water and the Spirit like this, it is not that people first receive the removal of sins and then later receive the Holy Spirit separately, rather, you actually see the Holy Spirit come into their hearts. That is why we must preach the gospel of water and the Spirit. The gospel of water and the Spirit that we preach is the gospel that enables people to receive the Holy Spirit. Those who have the Holy Spirit are God's people. The gospel of water and the Spirit is not a theoretical doctrine. When this truth is preached, faith arises in the hearts of the listeners, and by accepting it in their hearts, they receive the Holy Spirit and are sealed as God's people. What an amazing blessing this is! What an amazing gospel! And what an amazing work of the Holy Spirit! Those who preach the truth of water and the Spirit are the ones who build the kingdom of God. We simply preach the gospel to people, and they receive the Holy Spirit. Some people think that believing in Jesus is one thing, and receiving the Holy Spirit is something separate. That is why people are still praying to receive the Holy Spirit. However, the Bible does not record it that way. The Bible says that when the one who has the gospel of truth preaches this gospel word, the Holy Spirit comes upon those who hear and believe it. People all over the world desire to receive the Holy Spirit. The gospel of water and the Spirit that we preach causes those who believe in this gospel to receive the Holy Spirit. That is why we have the responsibility to preach the gospel to the whole world. We are His inheritance and children who carry out the will of the Father. Everyone, when we preach the gospel, we must preach it not just on the level of sharing the gospel, but with the heart and faith that we are causing people to receive the Holy Spirit, who is the Holy Spirit of God. When we preach the gospel of water and the Spirit to people, the preacher must first preach it with faith. Then the Holy Spirit also comes upon those who hear, together with the faith of this gospel. In this way, we save the lives of all who believe through the truth of water and the Spirit. We are transferring them from the power of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of God. The preacher is doing the work of delivering those who are bound to die under the power of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of God. This work of making sinners into God's people is extremely important. Because many people around the world do not know the truth of receiving the Holy Spirit, they continue making vain efforts. But if they only believe in the gospel of truth, they will receive the Holy Spirit. This is because this gospel removes people's sins. How did you receive the Holy Spirit? Did you receive it through prayer? Did you receive it through the laying on of hands at church? No. It is through those who believe in the gospel of water and the Spirit that we preach that the Holy Spirit is received. Those of us who have the true gospel must pray and spread the gospel so that all people around the world can receive the Holy Spirit. We must do this so that all who believe in Jesus can receive the Holy Spirit. The term apostle means one who is sent by God, but what do apostles do? They preach the gospel of water and the Spirit to people so that they may receive the Holy Spirit in their hearts. Will you not also do this work? All of us must have faith in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and become those who deliver the Holy Spirit to everyone. Hallelujah! I praise the Lord that the gospel of water and the Spirit He has given us is the absolute truth that enables us to receive the Holy Spirit.